As Rumi said, what you seek is seeking you. This is Sahil Gupta welcoming you to Seeking Things. Today's topic is Indianity, seeking the Indian identity. India, the land of ancient wisdom, is one of the largest and one of the most populous countries in the world. Me, being an Indian, have seen the very roots and felt the very soul of India. We are very diverse, culturally rich, pretty intelligent, yet very insecure people. Sorry to my fellow Indians if I offended you in any way. But one of the biggest problems we as a society, what I feel, facing today is a problem of identity crisis. My question to you is, when we think of us as Indian, what do we think of? What defines us? Is it our history, like the ruthless British Raj and the freedom struggle? Or is it our land that is full of resources, you know, to feed everyone? Or is it our politics, woven in democracy, yet entangled in the threads of corruption and hatred? Or is it our science and space endeavors and ISRO which is making us proud? There can be many dimensions to it. But what is it that defines us? I am seeking that identification, which I call Indianity. I repeat, Indianity. Indianity, according to me, is a quality. A quality that runs in the very blood and nerves of every Indian, irrespective of our culture, region, religion, or even our language. It is something that makes us Indian. Let me clarify, Indianity is not nationalism, which is a political concept. Indianity is more behavioral. You might support left or right or be at very center, you know, politically. There is something that is still constant, irrespective of your political alignment or bias. That is Indianity. So in the coming episodes, we will seek more details about what is Indianity, what factor guides Indianity, how with ages Indianity has evolved. But for that, you have to stay tuned to our podcast, Seeking Things, where we seek the things that matter the most. With this is Sahil Gupta taking leave from you. Bye-bye. Stay healthy. Stay safe. Namaste.